caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
And welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friends and guests in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg, and they are the owners and operators of a wonderful company called Bath Wizard. We've had them on the program before, and we're going to talk about all of the innovation and all of the wonderful things happening at Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Now, did you have a good weekend last weekend, you know, the old three-day weekend?
I was laying on my back.
Oh.
I had a fever. I was sick.
Oh, no. Okay.
I did have a good weekend. Had a wedding in the family to go to.
So. Ah, okay. All right. I fired up my smoker. I smoked everything that within reach. So,
and like all weekends, when I'm ever out of town, we analyze the bathroom of the hotel we're in.
Oh, well.
Because you can't stop doing that and seeing all the things you wouldn't do.
You know what? That's funny. I was in a senior care community last week. I took pictures and video, and I was going to share it with you. And I'm like, wait a minute, Bath Wizard could solve this issue because they have hundreds of these bathrooms in some of these communities, and they need to be talking to Bath Wizard about the double lifetime warranty and putting that in.
We've got some new patents coming out, and even being sick over the Labor Day holiday, I have baby number 7 in the home. So,
yep, congratulations, new papa.
Thank you. And the baby's beautiful, and it's fun watching his mother just be an absolute amazing woman.
Yes.
There's a secret gene that women have that we don't have.
We are not worthy, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
And so that's been fun to watch. But being in the hospital, I've done this now the last two children that have been born. One was born in Illinois. One was born in the Kansas City area. And just seeing a huge void in the hospital bathrooms, it's not this year, not the next year, but a five-year plan. We've got some cool stuff in the works. We actually are working on some patents right now that are going to lend themselves very well to some of those markets down the road.
And speaking of the hotel I was in, I won't use the brand name, but it's a nice chain. And they had a linear drain, which has a metal plate that goes the width of the shower at one of the ends.
Yep.
And we've had customers say, oh, I love that look. I love that look. And when you look online, that looks like a sharp look. However, the minute my wife got out of the shower, she told me, I never want one of those in our house. And I said, why? And she's like, they're noisy. And I said, noisy? How so? Then I took a shower, and every water droplet that drops off your body or down the shower, it's hitting that with a tinny sound. It's like ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh, no.
It just changes the bathroom showering experience.
Ew.
And
yeah.
Having that, I would never put metal in a linear drain with all that surface area to, one, collect all the things that go down or become this rain tinny sound.
See, I think a lot of the designs on a lot of this stuff has to do with how it looks, not how it functions. And that's a big mistake. And I've learned that because of hanging around with you guys.
Yeah, we've got it in our head that the designs are done by someone in a building, probably in a different country. And, the people actually using it are never in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why we call it extreme vertical integration, because our installers tell us, our customers tell us, our salespeople tell us, our factory staff, they all come together and talk, which makes for a very unique situation with Bath Wizard.
See, and I would have to guess that most companies, they don't have that extreme vertical integration. And like you said, one hand doesn't think about the other, let alone talk to the other. And so that's why you come up with such amazing products and designs and concepts, and you're patenting all these things, and you're revolutionizing the bathroom wet area remodeling industry.
We took a good friend today to one part of our factory that we don't let a lot of people see, only really people that we know and trust, and we showed some of the things we're doing, and he looked at me and he goes, who does this? And I said, there's no company in many, many states that's doing what we're doing or able to make certain bends and certain functionalities and custom right here in the shop before that piece for that bathroom goes out to the customer's house. And he goes, well, how do they do it? I'm like, well, they just don't. So you don't get those little unique, you know, nice add-ons, customizations, or at least doesn't happen locally. I mean, you could contract to another country and say, do this 10,000 times in a row and they'll do it for you. But that's not how we do it.
Well, they're making a standard product and then they're trying to fit it into everyone's house, everyone's needs, and there's just no customization whatsoever. Yeah. So, okay. Well, so have a question for you. Subcontractors, good idea or a bad idea?
Depends on who you are.
Depends on a lot of things. Could be, in theory, it's a great idea. In fact, I think it works really, really well if you've got subcontractors that are like a one or two man operation. It's beautiful. However, it just hardly ever, it usually starts there. And then as cutting costs, because it's a cutting cost game, and at some point it doesn't take long. In fact, we actually started with subcontractors like 8 years ago. It worked pretty good. And in the beginning, you're like, oh, wow, the cost cutting is amazing. Why doesn't everyone do this? And then about 90 days in, your customers start calling you up and saying, what the heck is going on in my bathroom? And we figure out that the person that had been doing the subcontracting had become a subcontractor himself and now has people working in his absence while he's fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is more common than uncommon. In fact, that's about almost the path they all go down, with very rare exception, unfortunately. No one's comfortable doing work.
And everybody, not everybody, but many people want to scale. They want to have more income than they did the previous year or month. And so replacing themselves with someone else is always kind of one of those steps. And we see it very frequently. Someone might be really skilled, but they find someone that can do some of the stuff they do, but that other person may not be as skilled. And that game of telephone of skill continues to dilute the more layers you go down.
That is interesting. So I called a company. It had to do with, you know, a replacement key for one of my boy's car, and I found a subcontractor of a subcontractor of a subcontractor. And this young kid comes out and he cuts a key and he was really nice, and I gave him a tip, and he goes, you don't know how much I appreciate that. I can eat dinner now tonight. So like you said, once you start going down into layers, people are working for less and less money. And I think you're going to get what you pay for. Like you said, Chris, 3 months later, this phone starts ringing. Wait a minute. We've got these problems. And at some point, this breaks. The model doesn't work.
Imagine if your brain surgeon said, okay, you know, next week we've got your procedure, and in walks in a person you've never met before, and he goes, I got the instructions of what I'm doing today. Sounds like this is what we're doing, right?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't work in your legal practice.
No.
It wouldn't work for your CPA, your accountant, but it's before I knew about it, like the first 30 years of my life, I would have never even dreamed this was a thing. It's something that's so strange. You actually have to be explained how it works. I couldn't believe it whenever I heard how it works. And then I was greedy and took the bait and spent the last 5 years cleaning up a lot of messes.
Another person likened it to the idea of subcontracting. We all do it in many different phases of our life. Babysitting is a version of subcontracting.
Yeah. Okay.
You're allowing someone else to do something, but they probably won't do it with the care and attention that you would.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so it's safe to say that you're not using subcontractors at Bath Wizard.
We don't use subcontractors at Bath Wizard.
That's correct.
Okay. And so, look, if you're like me, you're listening to this, and this is catching your attention, you're like, no, wait a minute. You know, I pay attention to quality. I I want the best. I'm not interested in a subcontractor of a subcontractor of a subcontractor. I'm not interested in something that is just dirt cheap and in 6 months is going to break down. And now here I am back at square one. If you think like I do, and I know a lot of people do, reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or online, I'm going to give you a new website, bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com. We don't have a dash in there anymore.
It's gone.
All right. So again, 1-800-298-5914 or online at bathwizardusa.com. And we'll have more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most of the well-known bathroom remodeling companies in Kansas City are subcontractor shops. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most of the well-known bathroom remodeling companies in Kansas City are subcontractor shops. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. I'm a little surprised by that. So tell us, why is that statement true?
If you're like me and you happen to type something regarding bathrooms into Google, and next thing you know, your Facebook feed's being lit up with advertisements.
Uh-huh.
If you've seen a bathroom advertisement, there's about a 90% chance that the person that was advertising to you is what we call a subcontractor shop. That's actually a term that we coined to start bringing awareness to it, because all of them say that they don't use subcontractors, which is the hilarious part.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they started to emphasize that when they realized that our customers would ask them, do you subcontract the workout? And they're like, well, who asked you to ask that question?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're just like Bath Wizard. We're all W-2. That's the response, the industry response, is to pretend to imitate who doesn't subcontract.
Wow.
It's really hard to not be a subcontractor shop. And it's not just our competitors being greedy, capitalistic hogs.
Yep.
You know, the government, insurance, The world we live in has made it very hard to be like Bath Wizard. We just happen to be really good at our job.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. And so you're setting off all kinds of red flags for me in some other business types. Like we were talking off mic on the break. Babysitting is subcontracting. I hadn't really thought of it that way. Hiring a DJ, you're probably not getting the guy you talk to. You're getting a 19-year-old kid that wants to be a DJ on the weekends and may or may not be the quality that you expected. And then, James, you had mentioned, again, on the break, that you had kind of a negative experience yourself, individually or personally, with a subcontractor situation.
Yes, and it's a little embarrassing, but I think it's a good dose of humility. My wife and I, we wanted to get our kitchen redone. And so we started to have some different people out to talk about different projects. We hired somebody, looked him in the eye, shook his hand. He told us what he would be doing. We were very excited about that. We agreed on a price. We moved forward. And I'm a licensed general contractor. Even further, my wife trusts me to make those types of decisions in the house as to who we're going to let into our house. So we signed a deal. Suddenly, people we'd never met start coming into our house. We gave the benefit of the doubt that everything was fine.
Yeah.
Suddenly, that kitchen island, and it had one angle in it. It's just, it's an angled kitchen island.
Yeah.
The slabs I brought in didn't fit. then they start placing blame on someone else.
Oh, no.
And they're like, well, we got to recut this. And suddenly this project went from, we'll be done in about 4 weeks to maybe in about 3 months.
Hmm.
And they measured wrong and cut it wrong multiple times. And everybody who kept coming out, they're like, oh, we're just a subcontractor. And I said, well, what do you mean? They're like, well, we work for a lot of different companies around here. The owner asked us to do some stuff and we work kind of part-time. You should have called us directly. We'd have given you a better deal.
Oh boy.
And before you know, we realized that we just basically given the project to someone to subcontract it out. Like I could have looked for people who do that.
You could have done that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Well, see, and then I've heard all the stories of someone hires a company and then there's a subcontractor and they come out and they do something and there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then you call the company and they're like, well, we don't have anything to do with that. Call the subcontractor. They installed it. And you're like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. That's not how I thought this worked. So you call the subcontractor. Hey, it's not our fault. We did what the company told us to do. And so, Chris, you have a term for that. It's kind of you're just running in a circle.
It's called the vicious circle. And there's only one way to get out of the circle. And some of the biggest companies in Kansas City, they'll have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Everything will smell perfect. But they'll be the culprits of it. And the way that they keep that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau is the second that you leave a BBB review or threaten to, or the second that you threaten an attorney or a district attorney, that's when they get you out of the loop. And a lot of customers just give up. Obviously, there's some customers that don't give up and make their life hell, and then they hate their job, and they just realize, oh, I'm a cog in the wheel. But at Bath Wizard, our installers are employee-based, and that's a big deal because they report directly to us, and if there's a problem, we catch it early. The problem with subcontractors is they subcontract again, and then they subcontract again. It's like three levels deep of subcontracting.
And there's no accountability. And that makes that vicious circle or cycle, that makes it just that much, it just exponentially worse. So now we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I wanted to ask you, how is that showroom coming along? Because I know you've been doing a lot of work on your showroom.
The showroom is doing amazing. We have customers popping in all the time to see us, and we're not even advertising it. I think today talking about the showroom is the most advertising we've done. But we are getting ready to do a big coupon mailer across the Kansas City area with probably a little teaser to come visit the showroom. So listeners should be watching their mailboxes at home over the next 30 to 60
what's
days.
What's nice about the showroom is that customers get a chance to come out and see what a final project looks like. And even, you know, there's going to be someone in the showroom who can describe what some of those things are and why they're there. And I think most customers, they enjoy that education process. That's the more customers educated, we know that the more likely they're going to hire Bath Wizard.
Well, we've talked about it before. You know, you have all of these tiles. You have I sent you a picture of one of them that looked like a cave, literally like rocks and everywhere. I'm like, oh, no. But you educate them on, you know, why you don't want grout lines, why you don't want, like we talked about today, the really long drain and why that's not a good idea. So we talk about all that. And I love the educational aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, we've got a brand new product called Forever Stone that we'll be showcasing there at the showroom. For those listeners at home that have heard good things about Onyx, there's a company, lots of companies around that make cultured marble. One of them is called the Onyx Collection, and people love that. The nice thing about Forever Stone is it's got all of the good things about that, but it's also compressed under 400,000 pounds of pressure to eliminate all of the air. So,
and then that's going to basically eliminate the opportunity or minimize the opportunity for leaking.
Not only that, but it eliminates the pore. So having a non-porous product allows you to, not that you're going to drink wine in your shower, you might, but if you spilled it, it's not going to stain. And hard water stains aren't going to get into the product and give you the rings and the staining.
All right. Excellent. Reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bathwizardusa.com. www.ChristianLiveRadio.com. Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. And I usually talk a lot more about this toward the end of the year and then the first of the year. But I was just reminded as I was thinking about last weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend, that's the unofficial end of summer, even though it's still summer and it's still hot. But and they left our neighborhood pool open for another couple of weeks. So that's always appreciated by all the neighbors. But we're heading out of the, but the bottom line is we're heading out of these summer months, and we're heading into the fall. And that just reminded me about the seasonal demand for senior care. And again, it usually, if you've listened to the program for very long at all, you've probably heard me talk about this again toward the end of the year, first of the year. So I thought, well, while we're kind of in this little transitional area, just wanted to have a brief review. So a lot of people are very surprised to learn that there is a cycle and there's a seasonal demand and there's a low point and a high point and all of that. So very simply put, in the summer months, we'll just kind of start in the middle. That is the lowest demand for senior care in general. Now, let me also say that there is always a demand for senior care. There's always demand, but it's lower in the summer months. And then as you move toward the fall, then it starts to increase. And then as it gets colder, it starts to increase and increase. And then what happens then is after the first of the year, we hit January and boom, it pops up. That's the highest demand for all of senior care is when the weather is the worst. How about that? So January, February, maybe into maybe kind of the middle of March, that's the peak. And then it'll start to fall off again towards that trough of the summer months. And then it starts to creep, kind of creep back up as we move into the fall. And then it starts picking up a little bit more as we get into November, December. And then, boom, it jumps up in January. It does this every single year. You can count on it. You can set your clock to it, all of those sort of things. So as I was thinking about this, I'm working with so many clients with senior care consulting who are out ahead of actually needing to move. They're being proactive. And guess what? A lot of my clients listen to this program and they said, you know, you're always talking about don't wait till the last minute, be proactive, get a jump on it, all of those sort of things. And we agree with that. You really got our attention. So we're going to be proactive about this. So look at the timing. I have a lot of people saying, you know, we don't need to move today. We're not in a crisis, but we're going to want to get moved before the end of the year. Or we're going to want to move, get moved, you know, before all of the holidays hit, because we're going to be so busy, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the end of the year, all of the stuff that we really want mom or we really want dad or our parents settled in before all of that hits. Or a lot of people may say, we see the move coming. We know we're going to need to move, but we're going to get through the holidays. We're going to have the holidays one more time in their house like we have for a long time. And then after the first of the year, we're going to want to move. Okay, well, you have to understand, again, we're in the point of the year where we're coming out of the lowest demand, always a demand, but the lowest, and now we're going to start increasing the demand. And what happens when that demand increases is all of the rooms, all of the space, all of the apartments, they get gobbled up. And then guess what you're facing? You're facing a waiting list. And this just in, the best places and the better places, they already have waiting lists because they have a reputation for delivering great care. It's a beautiful place, et cetera, et cetera. So if they already have waiting lists now and we're in the lowest demand, what's going to happen by the end of the year or in January, February? That three-person waiting list could turn into a 20-person waiting list within the next few months. And I am not exaggerating that. Okay? So if you think that you're going to need to find a place and you're going to need to get moved before the holidays or by the end of the year, just a few months out, or maybe get through the holidays and move right after the first of the year, you need to start your look today, like right now. And if you want help from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can reach out, give us a call, and we would love to work with you in a proactive approach. Get out. We can vet our top options. If there's a wait list, then you can go ahead and put your name on a wait list because you now have the luxury of waiting that out for a few months and then moving during the time frame that you're wanting to get moved. Again, I sound like a broken record. Don't put that off. Don't wait until the last minute because you're going to hit some wait lists. You're going to have to choose a different place that maybe you would have preferred to not have chosen over one of the other better places because you waited too long and you weren't proactive. So just don't get caught into that. Okay, and then now that we're talking about moving, I haven't talked about this for a little while. I'm just going to do a very brief, quick review on when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Maybe you're a little on the fence or you're like, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're kind of thinking about moving, but we don't know. We're really struggling with that. Okay, well, let's just review some of the top reasons to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, when there's a safety issue at home. So if there's a safety issue at home, that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Leaving the stovetop burners on, wandering away from your home, not able to find your way back home, either walking away or driving away. And this will trigger what we've all seen too many of, silver alerts. And usually they end up okay. Sometimes they have a terrible ending, but that's a huge, huge issue. Malnutrition and dehydration, unsanitary living conditions due to neglect at home, injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This is a safety issue that I talk about a lot that really flies under the radar, but this is a major safety issue. Not taking medications properly. Not taking them on time, maybe taking two doses at once, maybe not taking them at all. That is a huge, huge safety issue, potentially when living at home. And then another one, elder financial abuse. And I don't have time to go into all that today, but that is a huge, huge safety issue. Number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, that typically, when I see that the most, you have an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. And we're talking about by your health declining, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. And as caregivers, we place our own needs on the back burner. We skip doctors and dentist appointments. We disengage in social events like book club and donuts with the guys. And we stop going to church. We stop being spiritually fed. And stress is a very powerful force. And unfortunately, I've seen way too many people who were caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for, because they were literally being crushed by the stress of being a caregiver. If you see a loved one of yours who's a caregiver being crushed by the stress, you're going to have to step in. You're going to have to do something about that and address that. That should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number three, it could be a financially driven decision. Now, last week, I had the great folks in from RNS Private Duty Care, and we talked about their services. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care services. But when the need for home care increases to 24 hours a day, that gets pretty expensive. And if you can afford it, that's fantastic. But a lot of people cannot. And so it's a great fit for a lot of folks. But at 24 hours a day, you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000 a month. And that can be, that's obviously really expensive. Maybe you can move into assisted living for $8,000 a month. It's not one-on-one care, but it's more affordable. And maybe that triggers that conversation. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager or the care advocate? Meaning, let's go out together. Let's find a great place that can provide professional care 24 hours a day. And then that takes you off the hook, so to speak, of being that caregiver. And you can go back to your traditional role as the loving husband or wife or son or daughter or grandchild and be there in your more traditional role to support, manage the care, and make sure that your loved one's getting everything that they need. So hopefully that has helped some of you understand the seasonality, that seasonal demand, and when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And up next, I'm going to talk about an amazing business opportunity. And I'm going to challenge you as well. So stay tuned. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have questions? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears again and discuss franchising opportunities with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And I want to just give you some contact information here. You may be working. There are a ton of people working in the business of senior care listening to this program right now or listening to the podcast after the fact. You may be getting ready to retire and wanting to invest in a business. And you may be retired, but you may have adult children who may be interested in something like this. So I just wanted to touch on this today. So here are the phone numbers. If you're interested in discussing franchising opportunities with Senior Care Consulting, 833-SCC-FRAN. And you're like, all right, come on, Steve, spell it out here. Okay, let me give that to you. It's 833-722-3726. Okay, and that's the number to call regarding franchise opportunities. You can also just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com and just go to the franchising tab, and there's a contact form there and just talks about the opportunities and that sort of thing. So here's a question. Do you want to own your own business? And have you ever thought about starting your own business? And maybe you've thought about it, but just haven't taken action. Well, let me say right now, over the past few years, there are a record number of people who are starting their own business. It is a tidal wave. And here's the question. Are you going to jump on that tidal wave or just watch it pass by? Are you tight? This one. This one really got me along many years ago. Are you tired of being told what to do by a boss that you could run circles around? Yes, I just said that. I said it. You're thinking it. Some of you are thinking it, right? That question resonated with me so many years ago. I mean, I had some bosses and I would think, how in the world did you get that job? Holy cow. Now let me say this. I also had some really great bosses. They were fantastic. They were sharp. They trusted me. I trusted them. And we were a great team. Okay. But some of them, whew, gosh. And some of them were threatened by me. And it showed. It really did. So does that resonate with you? If that's resonating with you, then the question is, why are you still there? And the other question is, what are you going to do about it? Seriously, what are you going to do about it? So if you don't step out in faith and take a chance, if not now, then when? When are you going to take the steps necessary to make a change? And if you keep putting it off, and that's very easy to do, by the way, but if you keep putting it off, you will one day wake up to the realization that it may be a little too late to make a change. The time has passed you by, and now you're just stuck. And I'll tell you what, I know so many people in that exact situation. So don't be that person filled with regret and knowing that you missed the timing and you missed the opportunity. Instead, just change your thinking and ask yourself this question. What if I step out? And what if I'm successful? Now, if you step out and if you're successful, how would your life change? Would your family look at you differently? Would your husband or your wife look at you differently? Like, wow, I am so proud of you. Yeah, that you're just incredible. Would your peers look at you differently? And yes, of course, it takes courage to step out on your own. But guess what? With Senior Care Consulting, you can hit the ground running. So Senior Care Consulting, we will install all of the systems so that on day one, you're up and running full speed ahead. And you won't have to take years and years and years of the way a business is traditionally started. Years of figuring out what to do, what not to do, how to improve upon your service, how to expand on that. And the really, really, I think, just as valuable, what not to do. I can tell you right now exactly what not to do with Senior Care Consulting, because guess what? I've made the mistakes. I've survived the mistakes. I've done that for you. And that is one of the major benefits of buying a franchise. It's a proven model. It works. It's been developed. It's been tweaked. It's been refined. And now on day one, all of the systems and the processes are installed, and you're up and ready to go. It won't take you years figuring out all of this stuff. You're going to have me to show you exactly how to deliver the service, exactly how to conduct our proprietary geriatric care assessment, exactly how to research the model to identify our top options, exactly how to conduct a tour and ask the questions, and exactly how to prepare the report, the summary report, and get that back to your clients so that they can make an informed and confident decision. You're taught all of that so that from day one, you hit the ground running. So the first step with Senior Care Consulting is that we'll schedule a virtual meeting. I use Zoom. We'll just set that up. We'll have a nice virtual meeting. And this is a chance to meet each other and just have a nice introduction. Okay, it won't take too long. I want to meet you. You definitely want to meet me. And it's just a great, convenient way to do that. And then if we hit it off and both parties want to move forward, then we're going to send you a franchise candidate questionnaire. And what that is, it has all the questions that you would expect we may ask of an interested franchise candidate. And let me say, I've already had a number of people contact me, and it just wasn't the right fit. Okay, and it's nothing personal. It just wasn't the right fit. Okay, but I'm getting more and more contacts from folks who are interested in a Senior Care Consulting franchise. And they are the right fit. And we're talking right now. So these are the first two steps in the process. And it's a process that very well may change your life. And let me say, there are some prime territories available. But once we get this effort into full swing, they're just not going to last long. So seriously, don't delay. Contact us immediately to see if the territory you're interested in is still available. And if it is, claim that prime territory for yourself. And again, you can call 833-SCC-FRAN, or that's 833-722-3726. You can also go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Go to the franchise tab, fill out the contact form, and we will get back with you immediately. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.